Today on the Midday Coffee Break, we're going to talk about playing on the ice and having some fun on the ice, which is fine, but being safe while you're out on the ice as well. And I'm joined by the Yarmouth Fire Chief, Mike DeVoe. And, let's talk about this. Mike, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to me, first off.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yesterday, and for the first time this winter for me anyway, I saw a lot of people outside and playing on different ponds. Now, it's just in my neighborhood. I've seen pictures all over Facebook, so people were doing it everywhere, which is kind of wonderful. I mean, I saw people on Broad Brook. I saw people on Lake Milo, which kind of gave me the shivers a little bit because Lake Milo is big and it's deep. And it made me think, you know, we should talk a little bit and just kind of review some safety tips, because around here these days, it's not that case, you never used to be that case, but these days we don't get a lot of ice, so people going out on the ice isn't a usual thing anymore.
No, absolutely. No, I saw those persons on the Lake Milo yesterday myself, and it was a little surprising because we're not used to that these days, as you say, but you know, it's good for people to get out. They just got to you know, kind of keep some ice safety in mind.
Right on. So what do you have for us? I know the Canadian Red Cross has a lot about ice safety.
They absolutely do, yeah. There's many factors that come into play for ice safety. You know, the depth of the water, the size of the body of water. If you're on close to the ocean, of course, which we are here, we have that brackish water, which is a combination of, you know, salt water and you know, non-salt waters. They freeze differently. So, you know, the salt changes how the ice freezes, you know, fluctuations in water levels. If there's logs or rocks, they all absorb the heat, and they change when the ice is going to freeze. Of course, the air temperatures, as you know, around here, if you don't like the weather, we just wait a few minutes, and that plays a large factor in the ice, you know, being safe, obviously. And, of course, shockwaves from vehicles traveling on the ice. We all see and hear the stories of four-wheelers and skidoos, trucks, that sort of thing. So all that affects, you know, the ice conditions. A good indicator of the ice strength is the color of the ice. So a nice clear blue ice normally is the strongest. If you see that white opaque ice that's kind of, you know, it's translucent, you know, different color than that clear ice, that's formed by wet snow freezing on the ice, and that's about half as strong as that clear blue ice. So we want to keep that in mind. And gray ice is the least safe ice normally. It usually indicates the presence of water. When you're going to go skating or on groups on the ice, obviously you want to check the thickness of the ice. The rule of thumb is 15 centimeters is good for walking or skating alone. 20 centimeters for skating or parties. So if you're a bunch of you are going to play a game of pond hockey or on the lake, you need 20 centimeters of ice. And for those of us, not including myself, that like to go on the ice with vehicles, smaller vehicles like snowmobiles, you need 25 centimeters of ice. So thickness is not only the consideration with activities. You know, you want to check the local conditions and the type of water, of course. You want to check with local authorities for information on the ice conditions before heading out. And if there's any signs, we want to obey those signs. And, of course, never go on the ice at night. If you're alone on the ice and if you fall through, you want to call for help. You want to resist that immediate urge to try and climb out. Of course, where you fell through, the ice is going to be obviously very, very weak. You know, take a second, try to catch your breath and calm yourself down. Turn yourself towards the shore and try and point yourself in the back direction where you went in. Reach towards you and the broken ice without pushing down and kick your legs. Continue kicking your legs, and once you're out, you want to crawl on your stomach or roll towards shore and just kind of keep looking up and make sure you're heading in the right direction so you don't get disoriented. And if there's a group of you on the ice, you know, rescuing another person from the ice can be dangerous, obviously. If they've gone through, then the ice conditions are bad. So you want to call for help. You want to look around and see if there's any professionals around that can help you or bystanders. You want to see if you can reach the person with a branch. If there's a branch around or a pole without going on the ice, it's just the safest thing to do is see if you can get them with that. If not, if you have to go on the ice, you always want to wear a PFD and bring a branch to test the ice. Or if you have a rope, throw the rope to them. And if you're when you get near the break, you want to lay down and crawl towards them and keep your weight as low as you can. And when you get to the person, you use a branch or your pole and have them kick when you pull them out, and then both crawl or roll back towards the shore and try and signal for help.
Now,
so that's a lot of information, but it's important that we kind of remain diligent. We're all, everybody wants to get on the ice right now. You know, like you said, it's not normal for us anymore, but we got to try and remember that it might look safe, but it often isn't.
Yeah, so be careful. Everybody has phones, so thank goodness for that these days. I mean, there's always 911, but be aware of that. And I'd be worried about going out on the ice alone. Going with a group probably would feel a lot better. And when it comes to lakes, especially, as opposed to smaller ponds, which don't have as much depth to them.
Absolutely. You know, if your family or your friends have a small pond in their backyard that you could play some hockey on, that's definitely the safer place. Normally, the smaller ponds, as a rule, are a lot shallower than a lake, and it's a lot safer.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you so much for this. It's much appreciated.
Okay, thanks for having me, Wade. You have a good day.
You too. That is Chief Mike DeVoe of the Yarmouth Fire Department, and we're talking about ice safety.